Wednesday, November 13th, also the first day of the long overdue impeachment hearings of our 45th president. And I guess it was to be expected for the most part, at least, you know, what I expected going in. Two really solid witnesses were questioned for hours upon hours. And, you know, I'm not going to get into specifics. I'm sure many of you watched it or followed on Twitter or saw the highlights or whatever it may be. But I just can never fathom how people look at the Republicans and listen to them talk in these, you know, the people who represent them across the country. The people, the Jim Jordans and the Nunezes and the Ratcliffes, and they like say, oh, yeah, I want to be on this team. Like, how do you judge character that way? It boggles my mind. So that's the, you know, the obvious. And Adam Schiff did an incredible job dealing with their theatrics and nonsense. The problem I have with this whole thing is, and, you know, I'm not making this up. I've heard that, you know, other people have said this. It's too focused on this one Ukrainian issue, right? Like, as far as I know, as far as my opinion is from the outside looking in, this is the 12th worst thing he's done in the last 2 years, 3 years, however long it's been. Actually, you know what? It's probably like the 35th worst thing he's done. Maybe it's the 12th most impeachable. But like, I had a list of 7 things he should have been impeached for 5-6 months into his presidency. And like, I feel like we're passing over all of the other shit that he does constantly on a daily basis, emoluments, unfit to serve, abuse of power, like all of these things that are just in our face every fucking day, not to mention fucking accused of like sexual assault by multiple women, whatever. I can go on and on and I'll lose my mind if I keep talking about that part of it. But like, we're so focused on this and like, okay, I get you're probably not supposed to use your political power to try to rig an election, essentially. And no one's even denying that he actually did what he did, right? So like, okay, we'll make the case, and what'll happen probably is the House will vote to impeach him, and the Senate won't, and he won't be removed from office. But if this is, you know, for public opinion, looking forward to the 2020 election, like, I think the more, the larger the scope of what a fucking evil thief, anti-American president that this guy has been on a daily basis, I think that is where the potential damage could be done to the public, the voters, like, get through somewhere. So I'm a little, you know, I don't like that strategy if that's where this is headed, and it feels like it is. Like, enough with the quid pro quo. I know it sounds cool to say. I'm all about cool little funky alliteration and stuff, but it's just so much more than that. This just gives people, and, you know, not that the Trump psychophants are changing their minds by any means, but it gives people the ability to say, oh, whatever. You know, like, he did that. Okay, fine. Like, he's not getting voted out. Done. You know, like, all right, everything. It makes everything else, like, sort of cool and forgotten about. And that's fucking ridiculous, because this is a joke. Anyhow, you know, there'll be more theater to come over the next month at least, and then we'll see what happens.